All right, the time is now 6 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sands?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Weber?
Item two, do we have any? I don't believe we do for this evening.
Nope.
Item three, public participation. We didn't have anybody sign up. Does anybody wish to speak? You do? If you would like to speak, you have 3 minutes. And you could come over here to the podium or stand by it. If you're comfortable standing where you're at, that's fine. If you just state your name, and you can't address any board member by name or any administrator by name, but you're certainly welcome to address us as a whole. Okay? Yeah. You're welcome to stand where you're at or go over to the podium, whatever's more comfortable for you.
Just speak loudly, please.
Good evening. My name's Osiris Hoffman. My daughter is Evelyn Fernandez, and she attends the Martin Middle School. And in November, she was speaking to a classmate who raised up a folder in front of her face and said, "I'm building Donald Trump's wall." That was the first incident. When it was finally reported and she named her people that said that comment, Mr. Dobbins decided at the end of our meeting to pat her on the shoulders and say, "That's middle school kiddo." That was unacceptable. After that, the parents were contacted. The child did apologize, but it was known that my daughter was the one that told on me. The event happened again 2 days before school let out. Again, the child decided to call my daughter, this time Asian, and say, "Donald Trump's gonna send you back to where you came from." Well, unless he's talking about Fort Campbell, Kentucky, that's where she was born, or my womb, he won't be able to do that. But this is the second time my daughter has faced racism. This second time, Mrs. Gerber did not notify me that it happened again.
Can we just say, administrator? Thank you.
Administrator did not notify me that it happened again. I called back the voicemail. No call was returned until I showed up to the school. And then I was told that they would schedule a meeting. The parents of the child who made the racist remarks refused to meet with me and the principal for fear that I might attack their child. But regardless, they refused to meet. The administrator called me on the phone and said that apparently it was all because of puppy love and that my daughter had a crush on this boy, which, irregardless of the fact, racist comments are not acceptable. And that he didn't know what the school should do about it, which is very upsetting. I am Hispanic. I'm proud of my heritage. My daughter should not have to come home and ask me, "Why is my skin color a problem? Why do I have to be different?" I'm trying to get both my two children to embrace that they are Mexican, that they are literally maybe third generation to actually go past the fifth grade from my family. So I'm letting them know that they should not hide who they are or where they came from because someone has a problem with it. And I'd like the administration to find a solution to this. Expulsion, suspension does not work. Maybe put the child, the aggressor, in counseling. Have them face to face with my child to see how their comments have affected my child. And maybe I'd like to know, what did we as Mexicans do to this child that there's hatred towards us? And I wanted to bring that up to the table.
Your 3 minutes is up. Have you spoken with the superintendent or any further?
I did leave a voicemail. I spoke with did contact an attorney.
Well, I don't want to get... could you just leave your name and your phone number so we could have that to give that further to our administration?
Yes, sir.
All right. Because that would never be accepted in this district. And without having any facts, this board can't respond. We would never tolerate, as a board, our educators do a phenomenal job in responding, and our administrative staff. So I believe that this is something that they would look into immediately. So thank you for your comments. Does anybody else wish to speak at this time? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to item 4 to the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
I do have one. I would like for item C1, at this time, to just be pulled for the from the agenda so we can have further discussion on it.
Does anybody have any issues with that? Okay. All right, we'll make a note to have item C1 to be pulled from the agenda for further discussion.
C1 or C1 and 2?
Just C1.
C1.
Any further discussion? Can I have a motion to approve the amended agenda?
Second.
Any further discussion from that? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Board business. Does anybody have anything? Item 6, approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve the following minutes items in attachment A, attachment B, and attachment C?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Treasurer's recommendations, we did those last month. Do you have anything further?
We're early in the month yet.
Okay. And we may have to schedule that. Last year we just had a morning meeting for clarification, just to get those approved by the end of the month. Item 8, superintendent's recommendations. The first one we'll have is going to be item A, and that's going to be 1 through 7. Can I have a motion to approve retirement, resignation, leaves, and terminations? Items A, 1 through 7.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item B, can I have a motion to approve substitute personnel, item A? Or I'm sorry, item 1.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Again, under personnel, can I have a motion to approve the following supplemental and stipends, items C through L, and again, we'll be removing C1.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items, M through GG?
So moved. Or second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under superintendent's reports, Mr. Dunn is absent. He's spending some time with his family. We do have Mr. Addis, and he's still not in place yet. He did and has been informing the board of some updates. Would you care to share any updates as to where you're at with anything?
Just able to meet with people when we're able to all get together. I think everyone's working extremely hard, and the transitions from buildings and roles and The communication has been outstanding between the administrative team. I think everyone's working really hard. We'll probably be able to take a couple of days to breathe and then begin the 17-18 school year. But so far, everyone's been fantastic.
Good. To any of the administrators, do you have any updates?
I can talk a little bit about the transition. Elementary transition is going well. I mean, we've got a lot to do, but luckily it's not within 2.5 weeks. So our maintenance crew is maybe not working as much overtime as they had to before, but we moved a lot already, which I mean, it's going very smoothly. Tons of projects going on. Hopefully we can get that move over. We want to get in this building, spend a little bit more time getting some of the things in this building up to date that we weren't able to do during the transition before. Playground at the elementary should be starting soon. That renovation is of the office area is going very well. I think casework, which is about one of the last things, should start early July. So that should be done in plenty of time for our administrators to get in. So on the facilities transition, we are moving well.
Is that with that box truck over the cornerstone?
Yeah, we had two box trucks in our, what we would call our steak truck, going today and moving furniture out of cornerstone. So with the elementary move compared to the other moves, we're having to move a lot more furniture because obviously the little kiddo furniture is not down in that building. So we're moving a lot more of that, and we're optimistic on how much we've got moved so far.
Along the same lines, with the elementary move, we have gone through all the classrooms at all three buildings, pulled out all the technology, all the cabling, all the power, collected all of that, cleaned computers, opened them up, cleaned them out, the ones that are moving to a new location. We've started some work on the digital move, like as far as this move's different, because we're not just picking up two buildings, like the high school and middle school, and moving them to a new location. We're shuffling grade levels, we're shuffling teachers. We're all moving to different places, so it affects report cards, grade books, student information systems, VersaTrans for transportation, lunch programs, everything. It adds another layer. Phone extensions, all those will change because they're changing buildings. We're doing as much as we can up front. The kids, TWE students, Ben and Hannah, thank goodness for them. They've been through this once before, and they've been a huge help. So we're just doing as much as we can and trying to stay ahead of any surprises that will come up. The other thing is I just wanted to mention I reapplied for the Girls Who Code grant again, this time trying to include something for boys, calling it Panther Programming. $6,700. I won't hear until probably August whether or not we get that.
AJ, I was about to ask you earlier, if you don't get that grant, will you be able to continue the girls' program?
We could. This time I wrote into the grant, instead of allocating dollars for presenters, that we might pay someone to actually teach the class. I've been doing that. It's about 2 hours a week if you include planning and then actually teaching it, maybe a little more than that. And as much as I enjoy doing that, it's kind of hard for me to allocate that time. So, I mean, I could still do it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sharon's not here, but I can go ahead and update you. I know that you are aware that the kindergarten and the preschool teachers sat down with Sharon and wrote a grant, a GAR GAR grant for a STEAM room, and it was awarded to us. So they will be receiving funding for that. It was a maximum of, you know, $15,000 to implement that. So it's STEM with art. So she's really excited about that. And we're kind of moving ahead with that thing. So as soon as we get the reimbursement for that, the funding for that, we'll set up the accounts and start to order the merchandise and the materials that we would need. And I have reached out then to NASA, to Susan Kohler, and she is an educational consultant at NASA. Everything is free, and she will be coming in to do some PD with our teachers in conjunction with our STEAM room.
That sounds exciting. Mrs. Hagenbusch?
I don't have anything exciting. It's just the same old boring stuff.
Mrs. Webble?
Eric is back there.
Oh, Eric, I'm sorry. You're not up front like you normally are.
Along with like the move and the transition.
Thank you.
Things that are still in place that we're doing for kids. With the ESY, therapies are in place, Camp Invention, K-Ready kicks off, Safety Town opened today, summer reading program. So on top of all of, you know, the moving of the boxes and trying to get that all straight, we're also doing a lot of summer programming for our kids.
And I think it's important, since my fault I overlooked you, is people don't understand the administrative staff doesn't take the summer off. You know, it's important for people to know that you guys are here and you're working all summer long so that the office is still open. What are your office hours? You're till 3?
7 to 3.
So somebody can still walk in here and see, you know, if they have a question, they can call in and come in. So I think it's important that people know that. So I apologize. Mrs. Webble.
Just about graduation and really nice graduation. I've heard from people that have been to other people's graduations how nice our graduation is. So, congratulations to all the students. Take
some
off and begin life.
The alumni banquet, my mom's really excited for that. You're going to have the building open.
The alumni banquet is this Saturday from, banquet starts at 4:30, but we're going to do a tour of the new high school. We're going to go, and we have quite a few people, 250 people this year, so it's
really
exciting.
Yeah. I know that's always exciting. Mr. Yule?
Again, congratulations to the graduating class of 2017. Always exciting to hear what our kids are going to be doing in the near future. At least the hope of what they plan on doing. And that was fantastic. Great job by our graduation team, Mr. Shaner, Mr. Dunn. Echo, you know, exactly what Cindy said. It's just a great atmosphere and great layout. So well done. And then Matt Bradshaw took 4th in the discus at state in track. So fantastic accomplishment. I don't know the last time a thrower has placed, maybe Brian Howlett. Yeah, mm-hmm. Which was back in 98. So
he's our first state placer in any event since Brad Wygant in high jump in 2000.
So hopefully that'll start a trend here. So congratulations to him, and that's all I had. Good luck.
What was it, 155 feet?
155 feet,
yeah, which is actually pretty short for him. wasn't his best throw. He was disappointed, but yet 4th in the state. Yeah,
I was shot in this. I love
yeah it's, yeah it was the Stephanie was down there too, and need to watch it.
Yeah.
They're, you know, high level.
I think the problem was it was a nice day. Because we've never had a nice day for a track meet.
You just saw that. He didn't know what to do. Yeah. By sunny, he was off. No, I'm just kidding. He was playing out.
They were all a little off. Mm-hmm. If you look at their qualifying or qualifying throws, they were all off. Yeah. I do. I think it was the sun.
It's a big venue. I don't know if you ever been down there at Jesse Owens Memorial Stadium, but just like anything, when you get to the state level, just like wrestling, anything, it's a sight. Yeah. You got to be able to overcome the moment, you know, because it's a big deal. So it's exciting.
Mr. Knight?
I'll repeat what Cindy and Lewis said. We had a good graduation. It was fun. It's always fun going to the Civic. It's just a nice facility. It was a nice time. And I'll say with Angie, we had a meeting at 4:00, and she gave the half-hour version of what she does, and it was quite impressive. I mean, cleaning computers and the cables, and kind of what you said too, Jason. As far as the administrative staff does stay busy year-round, and I like that box you were talking about. I think that's a pretty interesting thing. I mean,
the tech tub,
yeah, it's kind of something new. So it's quite impressive. But I know you gave the 5-minute version, but I was pretty impressed with your long version. So. That's it. That's all I have to say.
And Mrs. Bennett?
Oh, congratulations to all of the seniors. We have a lot going on this summer. I hope it goes smoothly for everyone. And just enjoy the summer.
And in closing, I just thank everybody for putting the effort in so that it's a seamless transition at the beginning of the year, because I know it's difficult for everybody to get together the things that they forgot about or the things that they want to do in the future. There's so many things that we want to get accomplished. And it's tough to put all those things together and work together and get those things completed. So thank you for your efforts. Thank you for coming, and a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Thank you.